Now you can learn how to make more money, pay less in taxes, and protect your family and assets. This is the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I am so fired up. I've got goosebumps from head to toe. And that is because I'm standing here right now looking at a man who helped change my life. Let's be honest with each other. How was your year? Did you have a good year? Well, how was your decade? Because what this amazing man reminded me of today is that not only is it the end of the year in a couple of weeks, it's the end of a decade. And if we're really being honest with one another, I can't wait for this decade to end. Because I went through some stuff that was absolutely horrific, and I do not wish on you or anyone else. But the great news is, I'm here. I'm a survivor, which is why I want to congratulate all of you and welcome you to my show. Over the next 30 minutes, I'm going to educate you about issues that are relevant to you, your family, loved ones, and your wallet. And that is why having Ryan Pereira on this show from RPM National, write that down. Do you have a pen or a paper? RPMNational.com. Hello, Ryan, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ronnie. You always get me fired up, that's for sure. And you did have a comeback year, didn't you? I mean, I would nominate you for a comeback of the decade. I really would.
Ryan, it is about who you are, right, as a human being. Do you get back up when you're beaten up by a bunch of bullies, or do you feel sorry for yourself and come up with every excuse in the book? Ryan, who are you, and what makes you so extraordinary?
Well, that's a good question. It's hard for me to talk about myself, but I will in this case. So, I mean, first of all, I'm a family man. I'm a dad. I mentioned to you I'm a rad dad, part of the rad dad crew, and I really live in that space. I mean, I say that because my kid, he's pretty rad. I'm not going to lie. I know everyone says their kids are awesome, but I can really stake a claim to that there. I do consider myself a rad dad. I've got a great daughter who's coming up in that same vein, too, and my wife's wonderful. So, yeah, things are good. I'm a family man. I'm a dad, but I'm a businessman as well, and so I like to mix everything together. Business is really important to me. Helping people is really important to me, I'll say. I kind of white knuckle life, as I say. I don't have a lot of vices. I really don't have any vices, but the one that I have is helping people. I really get a kick or a buzz from helping people. I love helping them turn their business around. I love helping them reach goals. I love helping them make money. I love when they tell me I've done a good job. So yeah, I really do enjoy marketing and helping businesses realize the results they've always been looking for, but are having a hard time gaining.
And remember, you are an individual before you're a businessman or woman, right? Ryan is a rad dad. I'm a rad aunt. Albert, our substitute producer today, he is a rad human being. I love that about you, Ryan. You look for the lemonade regardless. Let you and I talk about the business climate today. You and I get calls all the time from business owners. They're struggling, Ryan. They're confused. What is going on with business owners as it relates to the internet, their website, and advertising platforms?
Things are more complicated than ever, right? There's a new network or platform or search engine coming out every day, I feel like. And you got to stay on top of these things and figure out where you really want to promote your business, where you want to advertise, where you want to pull your demographic from. And that's exactly what we do. So we keep our finger on the pulse. I like to say we stay on the bleeding edge of things to see what's relevant. We're keeping track of all different types of networks we can possibly use for marketing. It's very convoluted out there. A business owner really doesn't know where to start. And in order to figure out where to start, there's a lot of education that has to happen. So what I like to say is let us do what we do best, and we'll allow you to do what you do best. Let us bring the clients, the patients, the customers, whatever you call them in your industry, to you and let you do what you do best.
You are a results-driven human being. And when I met with you years ago, you and I talked about numbers. Math doesn't lie. People do. And again, when you work with a business owner like you, you always keep track of the numbers. Let's talk about that. Yeah. The vast majority of business owners, Ryan, they don't keep track of the numbers. They don't even track. How do you keep your pulse on that and help your business clients generate more leads, more revenue, more clients?
A lot of people will focus you on impressions and clicks and this and that. all those things really go into result, but we're really focusing on the result. We're not kind of blinding you with these impressions and where you rank for this long tail keyword that nobody even searches and these accomplishments that don't really lead towards business or towards leads, right? So the number we're focused on, I should say, is leads. How many leads did we drive you? What was your return from those leads? What I'd like to do is be your digital tour guide if I can. Let me show you the path that will deliver you to the goal that you have. Give me a call at 916-676-3916 or visit my website, rpmnational.com, and let me provide you with a free proposal, a free business plan that you'll be better off, even if you don't move forward, you'll be better off knowing these things and knowing how to navigate, how to accomplish the result. But even beyond that, not only do I just want to give you a plan, I want to accomplish that plan. So again, give me a call at 916-676-3916 or visit my website, rpmnational.com, and allow me to assess your presence. Allow me to give you a proper business plan that will deliver you to the goal, and allow me to put a guarantee behind that. Let me show you what I can do. I'll put my money where my mouth is. Again, give me a call at 916-676-3916 or visit my website, rpmnational.com, and I'd love to talk with you.
Most business owners are clueless as it relates to the internet, as it relates to Google AdWords, as it relates to social media, and you should be, because your job as a business owner is to generate leads, new clients, and new business opportunities so you grow, especially in California with this awful regulatory environment where our governor believes it's okay to keep taxing you to death. I respectfully disagree. So Ryan, let's go back to the business owners that you work with. You guarantee results. You see, you put your money where your mouth is, and every client that I have ever sent to you is thrilled. I look at how much more they're grossing. You are like the tooth fairy, Ryan. How do you do it?
I love that. Tooth fairy. I haven't heard that one yet, but I love it. For us, it's simple, but it's not simple for everyone. And I've learned that over time, right? We know how to read the data. We know where to search. We know what to look up. The research portion of any campaign is so big. And we spend a lot of time there to make sure we're putting a proper game plan together. And going back to your point of guaranteeing, it's really important that I take time in the setup, that I take time to do the research so that I can put a guarantee together for you and for your business. I'm not just going to put together a plan that will let you flounder out there and figure out how to navigate, how to get results. I'm going to man that plan for you. We're going to make sure that plan drives results. So again, it's research, it's experience, it's knowing who I'm working with, and then just putting the time in to create that plan.
Why is it, Ryan, that business owners get complacent, Ryan? They get comfortable. They don't call RPM National. Why is that happening?
Well, I think there's a few reasons, right? So one thing is, I believe that business owners, even myself included in this, get busy. We get on track of doing what we do, and we're comfortable with that, so we keep doing it. And maybe the business is providing adequate results. So there's no real need to maybe figure this thing out because you're happy with the way things are going. But if somebody did give me a call and spend a little bit of time talking with me and giving me the information I need, I can put together a plan to take you to that goal you maybe always have had in the back of your head. And you mentioned a good point too. We're a couple of months away from a new decade. I mean, let that sink in. We're 2 months away from a new decade. In these 2 months here, give me a call. It's 916-676-3916. Let me put together a free plan of what I can do for you. So give me a call at 916-676-3916 and let me for free put together a plan. Let me let you know what this would cost. I'll give you the ins and outs. There's a lot of options here. I'm happy to take that time off of your plate to accomplish results, and I'm happy to give you a cost that you can work with to provide the results you want.
Again, I'm with Ryan Pereira. He is the tooth fairy as it relates to digital marketing and online lead generation. He is rpmnational.com. I've been doing business with this man for years, and I'm telling you, Ryan has helped change my life and my decade. And that is why I say to you, Ryan, congratulations. Do you want to work with a company who guarantees results? Listen, when you got married, your wife didn't guarantee she wasn't going to divorce you, and half of you are divorced. You want to work with a business expert who's going to be by your side and help your business grow. It is a free call. I urge you to reach out to Ryan Pereira. Ryan, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Ronnie.
All right, everybody, I've got to take a break. But on the other side, we are bringing on senior citizen lawyer Dustin McFarland, because our radio show is all in as it relates to seniors and families that are dealing with issues. I guarantee this segment is going to help you or someone in your family. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Showing you how to become more secure in your retirement, the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show continues.
If you die without a trust, the government can take control of your assets. Hi, I'm senior citizen lawyer Dustin McFarland. Call me today for a free consultation so I can help protect your assets and loved ones. 916-432-2494 or go to seniorcitizenlawyer.com.
Hi, I'm Robert Forsyth, owner of OIC Tax Services. I think we all know how much we love our homes. And if you owe the Internal Revenue Service, here's some bad news. The IRS now is looking at your primary residence to collect on you. Here's the good news. OIC Tax Services is here to help you save your property and give you that peace of mind. Call me at 1-800-695-3010. That's 1-800-695-3010. Or go to my website at oictaxservices.com.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I've got goosebumps right now whenever I hear that music about the surf, because you know who I am. I'm an avid skateboarder. I love to surf and I love the water. But you know what I love more than that is when Dustin McFarland, you know him as the senior citizen lawyer, when he's in studio and we're talking about how he can help you, your family, protect your assets and loved ones. Good morning, Dustin, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ronnie. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, Dustin, let's turn our attention to Aretha Franklin. You see, I love her music, especially R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I love that song. I love what she stood for, just like I loved Prince's music. And certainly many of you may not even like their music, but you like money. And here's what went wrong with them. Both of them passed without a trust. I heard that she had $1 million in checks that were uncashed. And the reason why we all know her private news is because she didn't have a trust. Can you please dumb it down for us? Why do you need a trust? Why do you need to protect your assets, your money, and your family?
You want to have a trust to make sure that your affairs stay private. If you end up going to court, and a lot of people say, well, my dad has a will, I'm just going to get everything. That's just not how it works. Even if you have a will, no one has the legal authority to sign the name over to give you the house. It has to be approved by a judge. That's probate.
And I'm glad you brought up the house issue. So are you saying, Dustin, that every single person listening, if they own a home, do they need a trust? And if so, why is that?
Every single person who's listening, if you own a home, you need a trust. Absolutely. And you need that because, number one, no one else has the authority to act on your behalf. So if you are ill and something needs to be done with that house, the mortgage needs to be paid, the taxes need to be taken care of, whatever, no one can do that except you. And then when you die, that house will go through probate in order for anyone to inherit the house. So the trust keeps you out of probate, essentially. So if you own a house and it's not in a trust, or if you're not sure if your house is in the trust or not, give me a call for a free consultation. My number is 916-432-2494. Again, 916-432-2494.
We've got senior citizen lawyer Dustin McFarland, and every week we ask him important and relevant questions that can help you. Dustin, I love the fact that you brought up if you don't have a trust and you own property and all of the nightmare that you can go through, right? It's public record. You got your family fighting. I want to address that. I am so disappointed to learn how greedy relatives become, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, when someone dies without a trust. Can you share some greedy, awful stories?
Yeah, I do have a story. But one in particular that comes to mind, I sat down with a woman and her mother had recently passed away. And she was sitting here with the will and the trust and showing me all of these things saying, what do I do now? My mom passed away. And it was really heart-wrenching. Her mom had been sick. One of the sisters had moved in to take care of mom. Unbeknownst to the other four siblings, though, this live-in caregiver sister had taken mom to a notary, had handwritten a transfer deed, and had mom give the house to the sister. So even though they tried to do it right by having a will, they would have gone to probate even with a will, and that would have split the house up between all five kids, and they would have all taken their share, and it would have been fine. But instead, this greedy sister, this sister who said, hey, I'm living with mom, taking care of her, I deserve the house, and on her own, took her mom with dementia, who didn't know what she was doing, down to a notary, signed the deed, and when mom died, the house immediately became that caregiver sister's, and the other kids couldn't do a thing about it. So if you have a mom, if their mom has assets, and if you're concerned about preserving those assets for, number one, to make sure that they're there for your mom to take care of her, and number two, if she passes away, so that they get equally distributed among the kids, if you're concerned with that, give me a call and let's talk about your options and how we can protect those assets. My number is 916-432-2494. Again, 916-432-2494.
I've got senior citizen lawyer Dustin McFarland, and if you want to look him up right now, go to seniorcitizenlawyer.com. Dustin, you said something earlier that really hit me hard, and that is memory loss of a senior. My mom is 87 years old. She is losing her memory. Dustin, sometimes I don't even know where my keys are and I don't remember what I ate for dinner last night, but I'm not talking about that memory loss. So I'm concerned because my mom is losing her memory. Can you elaborate on this issue? Because we've got seniors getting older. We've got families taking no action and then you're stuck with ugly consequences.
Yeah, you are stuck with ugly consequences. So you have got to step up and be in charge. If your parent is starting to lose it, right? And it's a gray area. It's not that they're totally incapacitated today, but they're, as they start to lose their memory, they're potential victims of fraud and abuse. And so you've got to step in and make sure you guard them before they become a victim. It's easy to say, well, someone stole the money, but let's get in before it happens.
And I respect and realize that the vast majority of you don't think you're ever going to die, right? You're a superhero. You're
well,
like,
and that goes back to your celebrities you were talking about. They didn't think they were ever going to die. That's why they didn't have any plan.
Exactly, Dustin. And that's what I'm saying about you, the listener. I think that the vast majority share that sentiment.
Absolutely.
And you and I are trying to do something about it. You and I want to spread the word that you are going to die. Your mom is aging. So is grandma and auntie. And Dustin McFarland, who is senior citizen lawyer, can help. Dustin, my last question for you is a big one. What about long-term care benefits? How can seniors afford this and how do you help?
Well, first, most can't afford it. And second, if in some instances there are public benefits to help protect seniors and pay for that long-term care. If you have a senior in your life who you think might need or benefit from long-term care and want to know how to pay for it, give me a call for a free consultation. My number is 916-432-2494. Again, 916-432-2494.
Thank you so much, Dustin. All right, everybody, I've got to take a break. But on the other side, I want to talk with you, especially you, Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner, about second chances in life. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Showing you how to become more secure in your retirement. The Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show continues.
Are you sick and tired of wasting money on online business advertising that doesn't work?
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and I've generated thousands of leads and highly recommend RPM National because they guarantee new leads for your business.
Let RPM National generate more leads for you. 916-676-3916, 916-676-3916. That's 916-676-3916. RPM National, we generate leads.
When you die, if you don't have a trust, your home and assets may face government control, and you don't want that. Hi, I'm senior citizen lawyer Dustin McFarland. Call me today for a free consultation, 916-432-2494, or go to seniorcitizenlawyer.com. 'Cause I'm the
tax man. And I am the tax lady. Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I love this segment because I get to bring on our tax man to talk about something that affects all of us, and that's taxes. Hello, Bob, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ronnie.
Bob, we've got to talk about the perception that I'm hearing. Taxpayers are feeling confused, Bob, not because tax returns are archaic, but because they think the IRS treats them differently. What are your thoughts on taxpayer rights and how you're treated by the big bad wolf IRS?
Yes, Ronnie, you can see that some taxpayers are treated differently, and it depends on the relationship that you've had with the IRS. Now, we all have the same rights. There's no question about that. But with my clients, they've had a contentious relationship with the IRS. Maybe they've had an argument. Maybe they've had a back and forth that didn't go very well. Well, every IRS agent puts those notes in. They all know that you're argumentative and had a bad day. That's why people hire OIC Tax Services to take the emotion out of the negotiations with the IRS.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Bob. No one should represent themselves with the IRS. Can you talk about taxpayer rights as it relates to tax returns? Because you were telling me a story, and it's unbelievable what is happening with business owners and their tax returns.
Well, as I always tell my tax preparer clients, hey, look at your tax return before you leave the office. I had a client in the office here the other day who had brought in her tax return, and we couldn't figure out what was wrong. Well, they had their tax return done by another tax preparer, obviously remained nameless. And what they did was, this lady is self-employed. She had three 1099s. Well, what this taxpayer did for her is she, I'm sorry, I'm laughing, is that they actually did three Schedule Cs for each 1099. And it showed up with the IRS as though she had three businesses. So the IRS is completely confused. We're confused. She's confused. And now we have to unravel this mess, do an amended return, do this properly. It's probably not going to lower her tax debt, but it's not going to show the IRS she has three separate businesses. Call me at the office. We can review your tax returns for you. Obviously, we can do your tax returns for you. And if you have questions, 916-331-2011.
Bob, as our tax man, you speak with a lot of taxpayers from all over the country, and many of them unfortunately do owe the IRS. What type of programs can help them? Obviously, there's the offer and compromise. However, the currently not collectible status is also really good as well.
Ronnie, sometimes this program is overlooked. It's the currently non-collectible program. Now, this is what I call the little brother to the offer and compromise program. A currently non-collectible will shelve your tax debt. You will be put into uncollectible status with the IRS. That means you're taken out of the collection process. You don't have to worry about your bank account. You don't have to worry about your paycheck. You don't have to worry, but that tax debt is still sitting there. Taxes have an expiration date, and that expiration date is not necessarily from the year of the tax. It's from the assessment of the tax. This is critical. Because I've had clients come into the office and say, hey, my taxes go back to 2005. I'm probably expired by now. We pull it up. Well, the IRS has not assessed your taxes until 2010. It's still sitting on the books. So the currently non-collectible program takes about 3 to 5 months. Offer and compromise, 8 to 12 months.
Again, I've got Bob with OIC Tax Services. He is our tax man, and we're talking taxes. Don't be ashamed if you owe the IRS or you haven't filed your tax returns. Bob, another program that you and I always overlook is just a basic installment agreement. What is it? How do you help those with IRS tax debt through that program?
Ronnie, there are several installment arrangements with the IRS, and you know, the IRS doesn't necessarily tell you about this. You do a 433D, it's automatically done. You don't have to worry about it. But then again, That is going to pay those taxes off within the full time period of the statute of limitations.
When you help your clients, Bob, and you set them up with an amazing program, will the interest and penalties be included, Bob? Or is that anchor going to follow you for the rest of your life?
Well, the anchor of the penalties will and can be negotiated. But we have to take a look at the penalties. If you have a penalty in the prior year, you cannot take those penalties off. We cannot have those abated. Now, with penalties, you got to remember, you've got failure to file penalties. You've got failure to pay penalties. You've got penalties for living with the IRS. So once we get everything cleared up, all your tax returns are in, you're current, you're on a program, the penalties will stop because there's no need for penalties. But that interest, that will continue until your case is resolved. Call me at the office. You got questions. I know you do. 916-331-2011. I will answer those questions for you personally.
And what's so great about Bob is not only will he answer the questions for you, he loves the San Francisco Giants. Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome.
As I told you at the beginning of this show, congratulations to all of you who have had the courage to change your life. It is so easy to get complacent in this world, so I commend you. All right, everybody, we are out of time. I wish all of you a wonderful week, and I want to play you a very special song by Post Malone. Again, thank you for your support. Thank you for your phone calls. Thank you for your emails. See you next weekend on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Say congratulations. Work so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hate and say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it. That was never friendly. Yeah, no, I'm jumping out of bed.